into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and on this edition of the show, for the 13th year in a row, the Detroit Zoo's Wild Lights display is underway. Maurice Anderson, Director of Guest Relations for the Detroit Zoo, will have the details. Merrill in the Market has celebrated its grand opening in Eastern Market. Owner Ping Ho will be stopping by to tell us all about it. And Windows on Woodward is a unique partnership with the College for Creative Studies and Bedrock. And you've got to hear this story. A great show about what's happening in and around the D right after these messages. Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. We kick off Opportunity Detroit today with Maurice Anderson. He's the Director of Guest Relations for the Detroit Zoo. He's here today to talk about the Detroit Zoo's annual Wild Lights celebration. This is something that has been very popular in the Metro Detroit area now for 13 years. Maurice, welcome into the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about it. It opened yesterday, and I imagine it's already a big hit.
Yeah, so it is a holiday event that is spectacular. So you walk in, and you'll see a large display of Africa. So we have some of our large charismatic animals, and there's large sculptures. And then we have our team that has been working since July, putting lights on all the trees throughout the event space. So it's kind of a strolling event, and you get to see all the wonder that our team has put up.
So when you say lights, and you've been working on this since July, you're talking about a lot of lights. Describe that.
Yes. So we've put up millions of LED lights, and we've got over 500 animal and nature-themed displays. So we've got sculptures of large deer. We've got Africa animals like elephants and lions. And actually, when you first go through the main admission gates, that's one of the first things you see is our big, large lion display. And then as you get further into the event, you'll see some interactive displays. We've got an enchanted rainforest. So there's a lot for our guests to interact with as they go through the event.
Tell us about tickets. How do you get the tickets? What does it cost to do this? And what do you get for the price of a ticket?
Yeah. So tickets range from $17 to $75. And so it just depends on what kind of night you want to have. So you can buy a general admission ticket on site or online. If you purchase in advance, you'll get a better rate. And that gets you admission to the zoo. You get to walk through the space, and you also get to see all of our interactive spaces. And then if you buy the total experience ticket, which is $70 online, that includes almost everything. So that is admission to the zoo. You get our dinner buffet. You get a souvenir cup for free hot chocolate throughout the event space. You get a ticket to the 4D theater and a ticket to the carousel. So you really get to do everything that the event has to offer.
And you can get these tickets, Maurice, by going to DetroitZoo.org, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, if you go to our wildlife tab on the DetroitZoo.org website, you'll hit the Get Glowing tab, and it'll pull up all of the ticket options for you. You can purchase those tickets right online.
One of the things that you have here in the press release is that Wild Lights is an event with purpose. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so the event itself supports the care of our animals and the conservation for those who live around the world. And so we are really advocates of pouring the money that we get from this type of event back into the care for our animals, as well as the work that we do outside of the zoo walls.
And also, Wild Lights is up for USA Today's 10 Best Zoo Lights competition. What does that mean, and how can people vote?
Yeah, so if you go to the US Today 10 Best Zoo Light competition to their website, you can go there and vote daily for the Detroit Zoo. We actually placed top 10 last year. We also have it on the Detroit Zoo's webpage as well. You can go directly there.
And there's a charitable component. Talk about the charitable component.
Yeah, we have partners with Mittens for Detroit and the Marine Toys for Tots. And so we encourage guests to, when they come and visit Wildlife, to either bring a pair of mittens or gloves. And we have collection bins just inside of the main admission gates. And so from December 15th through the 31st, we're encouraging guests to bring those items to the zoo when they come for Wildlife. They can also drop them off during their regular zoo visit. We'll also be collecting new and unwrapped toys for our Toys for Tots, and that'll be through December 18th. So again, we're asking guests to drop those off at our Detroit Zoo shop, or they can connect with someone at the main admission gates to get those.
How did the animals react to all this action at night that they probably don't normally see?
Yeah, so we have the event itself is mostly for the lights, but our animals, or what I've seen from the animals that reside at the Detroit Zoo, is that they are kind of, they've gotten used to this type of event since our 13th year. But one of the key things that I think guests will enjoy is that they'll get to see the beavers since it's a nighttime event, and they might not be able to see them throughout the course of the daytime visit.
So are any of the other animals, do they hide or are most of them out during the event? Like, what will people see as they go through?
Yeah, most of our animals will be enjoying their indoor spaces during the event, but yes, we'll be able to see possibly the beavers. The outer habitat will be open as well, but most of the indoor buildings will be closed.
As the Director of Guest Relations for the Detroit Zoo, Maurice Anderson, what is winter life like at the zoo? Obviously, people can still go in and enjoy it, but do a lot of people do that?
Yeah, so maybe a week ago, we had about 3,000 guests come and visit us on that Saturday. And so it really is a great time to come and visit the zoo. You get all the perks of the zoo without, you know, a lot of guests throughout the day. And we have a lot of indoor spaces that guests can enjoy and get kind of that up-close encounter, like at our Polk Penguin Conservation Center, our butterfly garden. We also have our Holden Reptile Conservation Center.
So as long as you're willing to bundle up, you ought to give it a try.
Absolutely, yeah. Guests can purchase their tickets online in advance. And again, this is a good time to, you know, get your little ones who have probably been inside for quite some time and get them on a stroll and a walk around the zoo.
For families in this area, it seems like a zoo membership would be a good idea. Can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, so guests can do it one of two ways. They can purchase them online, or they can purchase them at the gates. And really what you can do is you can purchase your tickets to the zoo, come and visit us, make sure you enjoyed yourself, and you can apply what you pay towards the membership. And that gets you free access to the zoo for daytime admission for a full calendar year. So if you were to sign up in November, your membership would be valid all the way through the end of November of next year.
Sounds like a great deal. Maurice Anderson, Director of Guest Relations for the Detroit Zoo, thank you for your time today and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Merrill in the Market is open now in Eastern Market. We'll check it out. You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. The grand opening of Merrill in the Market took place this month in Eastern Market. Ping Ho, the owner, has joined us in the past to talk about this great meat market, and she's back today with the latest, greatest news. Ping, welcome back into Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for having me again.
So, Merrill in the Market is open. Tell us all about it. How did the grand opening go?
Yeah, I could not be happier that our doors are open. And I think the last time, you know, we spoke, I kind of gave an overview of what Merrill is. And so Merrill in the Market is the culmination of many years of work, but also the expansion of our vision. And, you know, when I started Merrill in 2018 as a little butcher shop and restaurant in Kercheval Street on the east side of Detroit near, you know, in the West Village, that was really about sourcing sustainable meats, working directly with farmers, having a way for, where people could also buy our meat products and also through, you know, our menu, right? And so it's all about, you know, eat good meat less often if you have to, but support your local regional food ecosystem. So Merrill in the Market is, in a way, a broader expansion of that same vision, right? And we're located in Eastern Market, which is one of the oldest food hubs in the country, even, where processors, vendors, you know, come and sell a lot of, you know, products. So couldn't be more thrilled to be in the market. And similar to Kercheval, we have the West Village, rather. We have a butcher shop, retail shop, and then a restaurant. But the footprint is much larger because my partners and I bought this 14,000 square foot building, which we've been developing since early 2024. And we also have a meat processing facility, so a production facility where we can actually, you know, showcase how we have, you know, the craft of butchery and how we manufacture our products.
This is so interesting. This building was built in 1909 as a one-story building, and then the second floor was added in 1916. What have you had to do to make this building so that it can be this great market and restaurant, Ping?
Well, we really had to work on it from scratch. So we bought it from the family-run Capital Poultry. So they ran a chicken poultry processing outfit on the ground floor. But really, the second floor, yeah, which, as you mentioned, was added in 1916. When we took over the building, it was pretty much a raw space. So we've had to work on developing it kind of ground up and you know, building the different components of our operations, from the meat processing on the ground floor, there are two bars in our space, and then the restaurant on the second floor, and also a little private dining event space in the back, and obviously a lot of office space for the teams. So yeah, we really had to work on it and do it from scratch.
That's amazing. So tell us about the menu. What can we expect when we come to this restaurant?
So one can expect very much also highlighting seasonality, highlighting our meat products that we source from our farmers. The menu direction has been clearly distinct from what we offer in the West Village. So where in the West Village, we've prided ourselves on being very, you know, chef-driven, tasting menu-driven, little new American innovative, you know, point of view. Here, when we've been designing the menus, I told my teams, okay, we want to be distinct from the West Village. We want to highlight the local seasonal ingredients still, which we also do in the West Village. But the food is, I would describe it as continental American brasserie in an approachable, shareable style. So, you know, things that we come to know, right? Like a good Caesar salad, a good wedge salad, nice, very good roast chicken, different cuts of meat and beef. So for someone who wants a bit more of a steakhouse experience, you can really experience various different cuts. I love our short rib, which is, you know, and I love our 25-day dry age Kansas City steak, the picanha, you know, so again, different cuts, Terrace Major, you can order that, fries, tallow fries, shareable plates. We have something called the tour of the market. So for, you know, a set price per person, you get really a whole display of different mains and salads and sides. We also have walleye on the menu right now, again, a local, you know, local fish. So definitely, yeah, a little more straightforward than the West Village in terms of menu, you know, the creativity of the menu, but really classics with an elevated twist. And our plan is to launch brunch in about a month's time, in December. And given our location, given the size and the brightness of the dining room and the ambiance, we feel it will be a hit. So we're really excited to be able to launch brunch as well.
So it sounds like if you are a meat lover, you got to check this place out.
Yes, I would say so. And one of our slogans for Marrow in general has always been all appetites welcomed, right? So we definitely do offer not just meat lovers a good selection, but people who like fish, seafood, but yeah, vegetarian friendly as well. So just something for everyone, but really it's all about fresh ingredients, local ingredients. We buy as much as we can from the vendors around in Eastern Market as well. So
you've got Marrow in Detroit's West Village. You've got Marrow Birmingham on Hamilton Row. Is Marrow Birmingham a lot like this, or is that also a little bit different, a little bit different flair?
Well, it's a different flair in terms of the experience we offer.
Sure.
So we call it Marrow on the go is kind of our tagline, right? But it's Marrow powered, same meets. So one who goes to Birmingham can expect to be able to shop for our meat selection, our sausages, our cuts, our bacons, but also stop by for a sandwich, stop by for our burger, our signature marrow smash burger. But it's really more focused on retail as well as daytime lunch and ready to eat options to go. Yeah, so over there we're not open for dinner.
And how is business? You're also the owner of the wine bar, The Royce, and co-founder of Mink in Corktown. Are you finding that people are getting back out and visiting all these places and trying new places, Ping?
Yeah, I think Detroit has come quite a long way in, culinarily since I moved here 10 years ago and opened The Royce. That was my first business. I think we've seen so many different offerings and really the growth and development of the food and beverage industry here. I think post-COVID, that's a whole different topic. It almost feels like a whole long, long time ago. No, I think Detroit has, it's got good energy.
Yes.
We're definitely seeing people wanting to check new spaces out, wanting to check out new businesses, restaurants, pockets of the, neighborhoods. Some of them are, getting more and more vibrant. Yeah. So I'm feeling generally optimistic, cautiously optimistic about, where we're at. Obviously, there are some economic challenges and, in general. But I do think the focus on supporting good food, local, sustainable food, and just being authentic, right, in the experiences that we offer and focused on quality and community. I mean, those are, I think, long-lasting tenets that hopefully will set us apart and keep us successful for the long run.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Marrow in the Market owner, Ping Ho, congratulations on this latest endeavor. We're going to have to absolutely check it out. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Anne.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, Windows on Woodward is ready for the holidays. We'll tell you all about it. You are listening to Opportunity Detroit, and I'm Ann Thomas. This season, Bedrock and the College for Creative Studies, CCS, they are transforming downtown with Windows on Woodward. This is a festive storefront gallery, and I think everyone is going to love it. Monica Sinclair, adjunct professor at the College for Creative Studies, is with us now to talk more about it, and Levi Mooney. He is an interdisciplinary art and design student at CCS, is also joining us. Thank you for the time today to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Anne.
And Levi, I want you to start out, and I want you to tell us, what is your involvement with this project? It sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I really enjoyed, we were able to do the full kind of process of the project. So we built it from the very ground up. We designed the window displays, and then we pitched them to Bedrock and made sure that they were happy with it. And then we built the displays and installed them. So it was really fun to do the entire process of the project.
It sounds great. Monica Sinclair, tell us about this project. How many displays and how did you get involved through the College for Creative Studies?
Sure. Yes. So the students that were involved in this course, there's a total of 8 of them. And what they did was develop holiday window displays for our city of Detroit for 5 specific retailers. So they developed their initiative, they developed their ideas, and then they went ahead and went through the entire pipeline from pitch to installation. It was really, really a beautiful experience to partner with Bedrock. Because they were incredibly supportive, and the students, they ranged from various disciplines, so from fashion design to interior design to interdisciplinary design and communication design. And it was really beautiful to see them work together, just as we do in industry, to team up and develop creative concepts for the five retailers that Bedrock had paired us up with. And the retailers are Bonobos, Born in Detroit, The Lip Bar, Six Salon, and Woodhouse Day Spa. So it really ranged from, you know, fashion apparel to beauty, to sportswear, to luxury spa. So it was incredibly challenging for them to, you know, dip their heads into different areas, but they loved it. They ate it right up. They were excited and eager and passionate to get the branding right for each brand and really understand the DNA of the brand, and then also tie in the spirit of Detroit, the holiday spirit as well, and their creative input into these installations. So it was really beautiful.
Oh, it sounds awesome. Now, Levi, now I know why you enjoyed this. Did you work on all five different stores, or were you assigned to just a couple? How did this play out?
So on our first day, we visited all of the retailers and kind of got a feel for what each store was about and what they really wanted their branding and their display to look like. And then we were able to kind of come together and decide amongst ourselves who was going to work on which window. So it was either one or two people per window display. And I was lucky enough to work on Bonobos, which is a men's fashion retailer. And I think that everyone kind of wound up working on like window that they were super passionate about.
Sure.
So yeah, it worked out really well.
Well, tell us, what does it look like?
So we spoke to Bonobos and they really wanted to highlight their critter sweaters for the season. And there are these really nice sweatshirts that have these little embroidered critters on the front of them. And we really wanted to focus on the textures and the embroidery of this product. So we made these we ordered these yarn tapestries for the background of our display, and really wanted to highlight like the fabric and the yarn. And then we made these winter woodland floor pieces to really tie it all together. And so it looks like winter woodland, but with some kind of fun, unexpected textures.
Oh, that's incredible. Now, Monica, I know Levi is on the line, but how did they do? Are you proud of them?
Above and beyond. I am so proud of them in so many ways. They learned some really critical skills that I think will really benefit them in the long run and prepare them for their future creative careers. But oh my gosh, the thing that stood out to me was the ability to work with, you know, to manage this high profile project.
Sure.
For thousands to celebrate almost as if it's their gift to the city, thanks to this partnership with Bedrock. But, you know, I really wanted to take a step back and trust them entirely to kind of lead their own process, where I was an anchor to guide them along. But they really, you know, were quite brave in negotiating fabrication costs and, you know, managing client relationships for production, managing their fabrication timelines and developing these really beautiful large scale installations. It was really beautiful to see. But my favorite part of the entire process was watching them contribute to each other's projects,
yes,
stepping in to help one another to problem solve. It was just, it made me melt. I was so happy.
Yeah, because that's the first thing that kind of struck me here is in order to do a project like this, the most important thing would be just the whole concept of teamwork, right? I mean, you got to work together and get along and get this done and do it right because it's such a high-profile project.
Absolutely, and they did that. If there was anyone who was stumped on a setback, they jumped right in. The others jumped right in to help out last-minute problem-solving, and that type of teamwork is such an invaluable skill. But the amount of pressure on this project, good, healthy pressure, right?
Sure, right.
It's invaluable in terms of, like, you cannot create this inside of a classroom exactly, because this is so public facing. So it really pushed them. They were, you know, extremely hardworking, but also enthusiastic and excited. And, you know, we also made sure to have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, I had Christmas music going for the since September, since we started the course.
I love it.
During the lectures, during the their working sessions, and so they've been in the holiday mood since the very, very start of it all.
And Levi, would you agree with Professor Sinclair that you are walking away from this project with some pretty incredible skills?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that the way that the project was, it is really similar to what it's like to work on a similar project in the career field. So I think it was really interesting to kind of have a class where you're being prepared for an actual real-life scenario, and it doesn't really function as a normal class. So it was a lot more freedom and a lot more collaboration and a lot more skill building, and I really enjoyed it.
And are we able to see these windows on Woodward now?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yep, they're all installed and ready.
That's awesome. You know, this is a great example, Monica Sinclair, of what a great school the College for Creative Studies is here in the city of Detroit, a real gem.
Absolutely. It is. It's been an honor to work here and work with the students to take, you know, my creative background and experience, but also to teach them in the classrooms, but also the opportunities that are given to students to showcase their talents outside of the classroom is just such a beautiful thing. And also, it was such an honor to have Bedrock team up with us here at the College for Creative Studies to trust our students to lead these projects, to implement them. And for me, that showed that they cared quite a bit about Detroit's future creative talent and believe in these creatives who will hopefully be continuing to make their mark on our city as we continue to grow. So it's been really wonderful.
Monica Sinclair, adjunct professor at CCS, and Levi Mooney, interdisciplinary art and design student at CCS, both involved in the incredible Windows on Woodward displays. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. We'll continue the conversation about Windows on Woodward by checking in with the Bedrock folks in just a few minutes. You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and we now say hello to Rhonda Rouse. She is the Senior Tenant Experience Manager with the Bedrock Experience. And Rhonda, we just had a great conversation with Professor Monica Sinclair and Levi Mooney. Levi is one of the students who worked on this incredible Windows on Woodward project. And it sounds to me that this was a win for Bedrock and a win for the College for Creative Studies.
Yes, absolutely. It's been so exciting to partner with CCS on this new project and to see these students from, you know, their first time coming in and learning about the project to them speaking with the businesses and learning about the business goals and what they want to do for the holidays and their ideas and presenting to us, and then to see the actual work in the windows now, it's really incredible. We've loved every moment of the journey.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. So you've got five different windows. Talk about each window, each retail tenant that's involved in this project.
Yeah, absolutely. So first up, we have Born in Detroit, and that is a business on Woodward that has many different Detroit-focused items like T-shirts and sweatshirts and keychains and just great gifting items. And the student that worked with Born in Detroit wanted to show off a new perspective of Born in Detroit, not just from the physically being born here, but also, you know, the spirit of Detroit and talking about the different buildings and different culture here. So you can really see that in the windows throughout. And there's a lot of windows in Born in Detroit because it kind of wraps around onto Grand River. And she did such a fabulous job, you know, understanding the business and seeing what their goals are and bringing not just, you know, showing off the product and what there is to buy, but also doing it in a really fun and festive and nostalgic way.
I just love it. And then Bonobos, Levi Mooney, he worked on that one and he described it kind of as a, I don't know, a winter wonderland with animals in it.
Yes. So Bonobos mentioned to the students that their one of their best sellers for the holidays are these critter sweaters, and they're just adorable and they're so fun. So they really played off of those critters and created this like winter woodland scene. And there's so much to it. There's a lot of depth and a lot of texture throughout. So when you walk past it, you kind of just like have to stand there and take it all in because there's moving parts to it. You know, of course, the products are beautiful, the colors, there's a lot of depth to it. They did such a great job. I really love that window. It actually looks professional, to be honest.
That's incredible. All of these tenants are along Woodward. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
So the next one is the lip bar. What did they come up with for that?
The lip bar is so fun and whimsical. So they played into this, you know, ski, après-ski vibe for them. And they created this 3D installation where it's moving. And they show, you know, the different, you know, ski trail names are a nod to the product names. There's products throughout the piece. It's so eye-catching. It's so fun. It brings just a lot of whimsy to the store, and it makes you just want to go in and try products on.
And that's what you want people to do.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Six Salon. What does that look like?
Six Salon is so great because part of what they, you know, for Six Salon, of course, they want people to come in and buy gifts for their loved ones.
Sure.
But also they really lean into this idea of treat yourself, you know, get yourself ready for the holidays. So the students really leaned into that and created this beautiful window decal that includes a mirror. So when you actually look into their window display, you can see yourself at Six Salon. So they really did a fun play on words there, and they worked so great with the business and really just kind of not only can you see the students in the work and what they have, but also the brand is really represented there and speaks to who they are as a business.
And finally, we've got the Woodhouse Day Spa. What does that window look like?
Oh, Woodhouse Day Spa is so great. So one of their biggest, you know, gifting items for the holiday season is their gift cards. So they wanted to show that off because, of course, you know, the products are downstairs and you can see those. But, you know, everyone loves to be gifted a gift card to a spa, right? So it's such a fun way to kind of show it off in a what is typically a flat item, right? There's not much life to it. But here it is in this beautiful gold case that's opening and closing. So it's really eye-catching. It has great lighting to it. So it's very attractive and fun for people to pop over and see it. And then, of course, people can go in and purchase one or even purchase all the many products downstairs.
When Bedrock decided to partner with the College for Creative Studies, did you ever think you would get anything like this? I mean, this is incredible.
It's so amazing. And, you know, for me, too, the product itself is absolutely beautiful, and we love seeing it come to life. But for me, also, what has been so impressive is the way these students are taking this on as if they are hired for this job.
Yes.
I mean, they have been so professional. They have been adapting to the different things that the businesses have been asking them and changing things up for their different needs. And it's been really impressive to watch them even stand in front of a room full of Bedrock and CCS administration presenting their ideas and their works and putting that out on the line. I have loved every moment of it. And, you know, of course, this is our first year with this project, and we couldn't think of all the different layers at once. But now that this component has really
yes.
come to life of just, you know, this opportunity for these students to get a real world opportunity like this, it's just been really, really exciting.
One of the things that I think is really impressive is the partnership between Bedrock mm-hmm. and CCS, and the fact that you guys would do this for college students, because the experience for them, in my opinion, is invaluable.
Yeah, we love partnering with different organizations. And I think when it comes to the students, I think it's so important to show the next generation.
Right.
This is the next
yes.
workforce. It's the next group of creatives coming in. And we not only want to provide them the opportunity and show them, hey, this is what's happening downtown. This is what you can be a part of when you graduate, but also showing the business, hey, this is the next workforce that is coming that you have an opportunity to get to know and get to understand. And how are you going to also attract them to your businesses?
Well, that's a good point. The other thing I think, too, is teaching the students about teamwork. I mean, teamwork
yeah.
is everything in a business. And you had to have an awful lot of teamwork to get this done right.
Yes, absolutely. Not only were they working together, and, you know, Monica was such an amazing resource and guide for them throughout, but also that teamwork with the business, right? You know,
yes.
understanding what the brand is, what their goals are. You know, it's sometimes, you know, as a student, you come in and you have these ideas from the get-go. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to put out there. But having to take a step back and recognize that, well, of course, Your ideas are important, and that's why we want you here, but also you need to put the client first, and you need to see what their
right.
goals are, what they need to do. So seeing them work through that and understand that has been such a great lesson.
And it sounds like this year was so successful that we may see it again down the road. What do you think,
yes.
Rhonda?
I hope so. I don't see why not. We just hope that people come down and take a moment to appreciate the work that has been put in. And then, of course, open those doors and go in and then support the business.
Oh, that's a good point, too. So obviously, we can see Windows on Woodward now. How long will the displays be available for us?
Yeah, they will be going through the holiday season. And actually, part of the work for the students, the professor has challenged them to create, you know, the transition, the holiday transition into, you know, January, February time. So the students are giving recommendations to the businesses of what to do to their window in order to kind of like go into that Q1 timeframe. So we're excited to see what that next step is for them, actually. So there'll be a whole other component to those windows coming soon.
Oh, it's just a really, really great experience for everyone involved. Rhonda Rouse, Senior Tenant Experience Manager for Bedrock Experience. Thank you for your time today. It was really nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ann.
And I am Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.